Lay on the Stand.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. For those of you who love a courtroom drama, or for those of you who've followed the oily details of the Enron collapse, today's your day. The founder of the notorious company gets his day in court. Marketplace's Elisa Roth looks at what Ken Lay might have to say for himself.
Kenneth Lay and Jeffrey Skilling both stand accused of cooking Enron's books to convince investors the company was healthier than it was. University of Iowa law professor Hillary Sale says she doubts Lay will have much to say in his own defense.
I think he's going to say pretty much what my 10-year-old says on the average day. I don't know. I didn't do it. It's not my fault.
But like Skilling before him, Lay pretty much has to take the stand, she says. Otherwise, the jury would simply assume he's guilty. Lay's real job, says attorney Robert Heim, is to make himself seem like a regular person.
He has to do a very good job of explaining to the jury why they should essentially believe his word that he was not involved in any improper conduct at Enron.
And, says Heim, convince them the circumstantial evidence offered by the prosecutors really isn't strong enough to convict him. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And while we're talking about energy companies, the latest Lundberg survey of gas says the average price at the pump jumped nearly 25% a gallon in the past 2 weeks. Self-serve regulars averaging $2.91 a gallon these days. That makes what you'd pay in Boise, Idaho seem cheap. $2.54 a gallon there is the lowest price Lundberg found. Stratospheric gas prices won't keep mothers from getting their due. A survey from the National Retail Federation finds spending for Mother's Day this year is expected to hit $13.8 billion. The average American says they'll spend $122 on their mom. Some major magazines this week debut a new form of advertising. It's invisible. Marketplace's Amy Scott explains.
Ever get sick of fumbling through pages of ads before you find a magazine's table of contents? In this week's issue of Time and upcoming issues of People and Fortune, Philips Electronics bought up all that ad space and got rid of it. Instead, readers will find the contents listed right there on page one. A Philips ad on the inside cover explains. Steve Hall publishes the blog Ad Rants. He says it's just another tactic to reach consumers fed up with ad overload.
What Philips is saying is, you know, we're the company that makes things easier. We simplify your life.
Hall says the strategy can backfire. Philips had floated a plan to buy up pre-movie ad time in theaters to mock increasingly longer commercial blocks. The company selling the ad time, Screen Vision, didn't appreciate the joke. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Swedish meatballs are coming to Japan. An IKEA opens in Tokyo today. IKEA tried to expand to Japan in the 70s and 80s, but failed when it didn't cater to the small living spaces of Japan. Now IKEA says it will carry furniture appropriate for smaller apartments. And on Wall Street Friday, the Dow finished the week up 209 points, the Nasdaq finished up the week close to 17 points, and the S&P finished the week up 22 points. This is Marketplace. 7-Up is going au naturel. It's now being made without artificial ingredients. Alex Cohen says the move was made to improve the health of sales.
Business has been down for 7-Up. Sales of the lemon-lime soda fell nearly 7% last year, and its rank among U.S. sodas has fallen to 12th. To appeal to health-conscious consumers, Cadbury Schweppes, the makers of 7-Up, has lowered the soft drink sodium content and ditched flavor preservative calcium disodium EDTA. The move comes as no surprise to Beverage Digest's John Sisher, who says the soda industry is facing some tough competition.
The phenomenal growth of bottled water, sports drinks and bottled teas is certainly having an effect on sodas. Their growth has slowed since the late 90s and actually declined a bit last year.
Meantime, sales of natural sodas are up 15%. I'm Alex Cohen for Marketplace.
And this is American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By the American Public Transportation Association, committed to making America energy independent through increased use of public transportation. On the web at publictransportation.org. and by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers, 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Lisa Napoli.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
If you're in dead tree media these days, you're cooked. But if you're an online business with a couple of O's in your name, you're reporting revenue growth of 79% over last year. I talked to Newsweek's Wall Street editor Alan Sloan about the company that's giving old media a run for their money, Google.
These are amazing numbers, and it's very hard to reconcile what the stock market did after those numbers with what the stock market did 3 months ago when the numbers were pretty good also. Do you remember Google comes out with these amazing numbers that were also oil company type numbers, but the market says, oh, that's less than we thought, and the stock dumps and everyone's all over these guys and how terrible it is. And then late last week, they come out with similar numbers, but this time they were higher than Wall Street expected. And now suddenly people are adding tens of billions of dollars to the stock market value of Google, and everybody loves them.
So it's a sort of confluence of media hype meets Wall Street expectations kind of bouncing together.
I mean, I've been consistently wrong about Google stock, so, you know, we'll take that into account. And Google is also the biggest competitor of my employer, so we have to take that into account also.
Right.
But I look at Google, and to me, the stock is a state of mind. It goes up, it goes down. The last time I looked, the company was worth $140 billion in the stock market. And if you think that it's going to keep growing at anything like this rate, a couple of months down the road, or maybe a year down the road, it has to be worth $500 billion, which would make it undoubtedly the most valuable company on the planet. I keep saying it can't go on, and I've said it now for a long time, but it can't go on, but it sure is fun to watch it bounce up and down.
When you look at the numbers, it show that 4% of all advertising is spent online right now. Of course, it looks like Google has a rosy future, especially compared to the newspapers, which see the revenues, the print revenues at least, dwindling and dwindling and dwindling.
Well, sure, it has a rosy future compared to print. But first of all, again, I'm a party in interest because I own a lot of stock in newspaper companies. If newspaper companies have enough brains to come in out of the rain, which some of them do, they've long since realized that much of the future of what's now print is online. And online newspaper stuff is starting to grow. And if newspapers can actually get their act together, they can save tons and tons and tons of money by putting all sorts of stuff online. Call me self-interested, call me a fool, call me many things. I think newspaper companies probably have a better future than most people think.
Alan Sloan is with Newsweek in Los Angeles. I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
Let me ask you something.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.